What? Power failure. Again. Must be the third time this month and so late at night. And just as I was sitting and writing my script. Where the... Did I leave my cell phone? Can't see anything here in my small cramped apartment. Here. Thank God, at least I can see a little with... Oh. Oh, hi. Excuse me? I think we haven't met before. You're my new neighbor? Yes, it's pitch dark, but why don't you come in? I have my cell phone right here. Yeah. Now I can see your face at least. She is a beautiful woman. Your own cell is like totally dead? And you couldn't find your charger? Well, that's tough. So you thought I might have one I could lend you? Of course, I will just have to find it first. It's so dark here, like a cave, even with my own cell. Let's see here. What was that? Your cell fell out from your pants? Okay. And now you can't find it? Well, we need to find your cell phone, I guess. Of course, we'll... Must be here on the floor somewhere, or maybe here. Are you looking there now? Over here, or it can't have walked away by itself, can it? If I maybe I lean down here and. You stumble into me. Oh, we're touching. Oh, yourself was there. I see. Is that your hand? What a cold little hand you have. Let me warm it for you. In this darkness all around. But we are lucky tonight because it is full moon outside. It brings us light and hope. Well, here is my charger if you want to lend it. You're going already? Wait, my dear neighbor. Let me just present myself. Who I am? A writer of scripts. A man who transforms feelings into words. How I can live by writing? I live. Even if I seem to live here in poverty and no one reads my scripts or listens to my audios. But I have my dreams and illusions and castles in the air, and they make me feel like a millionaire. But when you walked in here, your eyes stole those dreams from me. But I don't mind. I don't need them anymore. My sweet illusions amount to nothing when compared to the reality of you. If I can just see your eyes, if I can just listen to your voice, you are my stories come to life. Please tell me, what is your name? Who are you? Oh, I see. And you came here just to... But now that you are here, let me contemplate your sweet face in the moonlight by the window. It's like a dream seeing you like this. But it's cold here and you're trembling. Let me put my arm around you and you can lean into my embrace. Closer as I and closer and so sweet. You want that too? Yes, I can feel that. I can feel that in the heat from your lips. Oh, press your body against me. Kiss me again. Let our tongues dance together. Let our hands find their ways in the darkness. Roam over our faces and our hairs. Yes, close your eyes now and let my hands continue their odyssey. Over your shapely body and down further. Your lovely curves are barely discernible, but my fingers can trace every centimeter of them. You're shivering, my dear lady. My eyes are also closed now. All that is in my brain now is your lovely body and how it reacts to my touches. Your back, your sides, your legs, your ass, your boobs. Oh, yes. They are so soft. So nice. Yes. Lean towards the table. Lean. And let me pull down your pants. Yes, as I, in a gesture of adoration, kneel before your beauty. Yes, spread your legs as your scent fills my nose, fills my head, and I start covering your legs with my kisses. Feel those tingling sensations going up from your calves to your thighs as I kiss you and taste you while my fingers traced inside of your thighs. You moans like soft music to me. Do you want me to go higher and higher? Do you want my fingers to find your entrance? Oh yes. Just keep your eyes closed and let go. Immerse in the pleasure. Yes, I am entering you now with my fingers. Your gate of rapture. Feel as they probe, work their way around in small circles. Yes, do you want them to go deeper? Yes, you do, 'cause your juices are already flowing and your heartbeats are racing. Let me go further in to the point, just the point where you want to be touched. You can moan higher. No one can hear you here. Let out those cries of pleasure as my mouth approaches your most sensitive spot. My tongue lashing out. Let your hips buck while my tongue slowly goes licking over your clit. Up and down. Embrace the waves of ecstasy. Embrace the sensual pleasure. Drop your defenses and just let go. Let the sensations overflow you. Concentrated in one point. Feeling the wave getting closer. That roar in your ears. Those flashes behind your eyes. So wet. The fire cannot be stopped. Now, abandon all fear and come for me. Yes, come for me. Come right now. Yes. Oh. hand for me. Oh, breathe deeply and come back to me. That was so good. And I'm so thankful that I could bring you so much pleasure. Oh, do you want to rest now? Listen to your own heartbeats? No? You want more? You need more. I can notice your little hand not so cold anymore, is it? How it goes down and exploring my all too willing flesh. Yes, yes, I am more than ready. Let me pull down my own pants then. Your touch is so soft, yet firm and demanding. As you stroke my shaft, up and down, making me even harder and harder. Me and preparing me for entering you. Yes, oh my God, this feels so good. But please stop now before my excitement overpowers me. Please, yes, yeah. Climb on top of me instead, as I sit on this chair here. Yeah, perfect. Just like that. I'm so hard. I'm standing to your attention. Now, find a perfect position and push yourself down on me. Yeah, you are completely accommodating the whole length of me. It is wonderful. Now start to ride me. Yes, please do that. Yes, you choose the rhythm. Find the angle that gives you the most pleasure. Yes. Oh, my dear lady. My dear neighbor. Go up and down. Yes. Hold on to my shoulder now. Yes. Your nails into my shoulder. Yes. As you push yourself all the way down again. And I rise up to thrust into you. You are the mistress. You bring love to me. As I return it to you. Go faster now. Yes, like you are caught within the storm. Oh yes. Oh, feels so good. Roaring through your body. Waves. Crashing in your head. Take you on a ride. The ride takes you higher and higher and higher. Oh yes. Feel me pushing into you. We are united. We are two souls in the darkness. Two bodies burning with desire. Yes, like that. Hold on to me now. Yes, we are out to explode together. Almost there now. We are crossing that bridge. A point of no return. Approaching the moment when melt into one. Are you there now? Are you almost there? Okay. Yes, join me. Join me as we take a final leap. That final bliss. Yes. Yes. Yes! Come for me! Come for me! Come for us! Squeeze you. Let this moment last. Oh. Listen to my breath. Listen to my heart that beats for you. Let me kiss you again. Oh. Lovely one. Look into my eyes. Tell me you're happy for this power failure. I am overjoyed. So that we could meet and explore each other. So that our passions could match and our lonely souls find consolation. Please sit here beside me as I stroke your lovely hair and take your hand into mine again. No more thinking about power stations or cell phones that almost got lost. Or no more worrying about disturbing your neighbor. Let us just cherish this moment. Breathe slowly and press yourself against me. Forget about pains and worries. I'm so grateful that we were granted this chance. A memory that might live together. A memory that might live forever. Let me listen again to your heartbeats. Let me caress these radiant features, this smiling and enchanting face. Look at me again. I wish I could see your eyes properly. Watch them glaze over as I caress you. In them, I can glimpse a reflection of your soul. I must write about you. Yes, for you make my wishes complete. As I am the poet, and you are the poetry. You will give me inspiration to say it once more that I love you.